It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest for this week is Liz from the Beths. How are you doing today, Liz?
Hello, I'm Liz from the Beths. I'm so dusty this morning.
A bit tired, had a big day yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you like it though? Did you like laneway?
I did. I was helping wax chattels around, kind of roadieing and...
Nice. Did you get to see any particular artists that you were really happy to see?
Yeah, I think I just saw Mac Marco for the first time and I totally get it, I guess. he's a very charming young man.
Mm. So you've chosen three tracks to play for us today. The first one, which is Rilo Kiley. I hope I pronounced that right.
Rilo Kiley.
Why did you choose this one out for?
Rilo Kiley were a band that I listened to a lot when I was a teen, when I was growing up, and this is exciting stuff. they were just kind of around during the time when I was listening to kind of emo indie stuff like Death Cab and all that kind of stuff, and I just thought Jenny Lewis was really great, and I still think she is. She's someone who I followed her career, with enthusiasm, and I got to see her a couple of years back when she came for the first time, when she came to Melbourne, and I like saved up and flew over and just I basically just cried the entire time.
Big fan.
Oh yeah, I was like four people from the front and just like tears streaming down my face the whole concert, and she threw some stuff in the audience and like roses or something, and I caught one.
Nice.
And I treasure it. She actually when she went solo and did her Jenny Lewis with the Watson Twins album, that was also like a big, I don't know, but when I first started my first band with my friend Chelsea, who I'll also be talking about later, we basically started by covering that entire album and we used to just busk in.
Tell us a bit about the band. Where are they from?
I don't know. America,
no idea.
I guess.
Yeah, that, all of them. Every artist.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have the bio memorized. Fuck.
Oh, no. But, don't worry about it. How old is this one? This song in particular?
I guess it would have come out in the early 2000s. I'm not exactly sure when. And this was like their kind of breakthrough song.
Nice. Well, let's give it a listen. What was the name of the track?
Portions for Foxes.
Thank you.
There's a pretty young thing in front of you, and she's real pretty and she's real into you, and then she's sleeping inside of you. And the talking leads to touching, then the touching leads to sex, and then there is no mystery left. And it's bad news. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. I get lonely too. And you're bad news. My friends tell me to leave you. But you're bad news, bad news, bad news. You're bad news. Baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news. Baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news. I don't care, I like you. And you're bad news.
Awesome. That was great. So you got to see that live in Melbourne.
Yep.
That was awesome. And you also saw the, you were saying before that you saw them, a reunion show, or sorry, a 10-year anniversary for a side project of the same artist.
Yeah, well, it was her solo project, the Jenny Lewis one. And it's, yeah, it's kind of a bummer to be like, yeah, going to a 10-year anniversary show. Oh, God, how old am I?
The second one, I'm also a huge fan of. Tell us a bit about it before I say what it is.
Oh, so this is a band called Always from Canada, and they, I heard their album, their first album a few years back, and it just was, I was already writing music and my band and everything, but I think her, Molly, the singer, her approach to writing is, I think, just something that I connect with a lot. I think it's mainly based in writing really solid like vocal melodies with good lyrics and kind of basing the song around that and keeping everything else like chord wise and pretty simple, but you know, having nice sugary production and all the other good stuff too, but just I think the basic idea of just having a really solid song with a really solid melody, I think, is something I can really connect with.
You definitely go for that kind of vibe with the Beths, at least. You got some other projects and things like that that you're involved in.
Yeah, yeah. But I try to do that same thing. I just think it's really, I think it's the most important thing is for me and for the music that I want to make is trying to make a song that's good. Like when you take away all the other stuff, just making sure that there is a song there.
Why did you choose this particular track over some of the other tracks on the album?
It just was my favorite. I wore this album completely to death. I listened to it so much, and this was just one of my favorite tracks. I think it's got, particularly the chorus, it's got like a really strong and really simple melody, and it's when the double chorus comes in later and they just do a real simple change underneath of the chords, I just think it's really beautiful, and it's just also quite an emotional song, which I like.
Nice, let's give it a listen. What was it called?
Party Police.
Trees, I never really know.
We were just discussing the new album and whether or not we liked it. Just say it again, some of the stuff that we were talking about before. Did you like the more recent album, the one that came out last year?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I love Spin. I'm committed.
All in.
Yeah, I think it was like it was branching out a bit more than the previous album, which I think I was saying it's just the first album feels very cohesive. It's kind of, I think of it of always as being like this kind of synthy shoegazy mush plus this like really sparkly Django guitar and then these really nice melodies over the top.
Nice. Well, this last one that you're going to play for us, tell us a bit about that one.
Oh, this last one is a Chelsea Jade track called Ride or Cry, and so Chelsea's on the mixtape because she's just been a very big part of my musical making life. I started writing songs with her in my first band, and she just had such a vision of what she wanted to do. And when we were just like busking at Botany Town Centre, she was like, "Hey, we're a band now." And at a time when I was just like, "No, bands are real musicians, you know, who are very, very good at everything and are boys basically." And she was like, no, we're a band, we've got a MySpace page. And I just basically wouldn't be making music if it wasn't for her. And I think her writing is just so excellent. I think she's got this really magical way with words that's kind of floats in the really nice space, like between completely obscure like metaphors which you don't really understand what the song's about, and like really blatant song writing. But both of this aren't bad, because there's good examples of both of those things as well. But I think she just like is in this really sweet spot where she writes with great. She's just a great writer, like a great writer of words and a great writer of melodies. And
How long have you known her?
Oh, since high school, like early high school.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very long time.
Awesome. We'll give it a listen, and then we'll have a quick talk about your show that's coming up this Thursday.
Bye.
Awesome. So you're playing a show this Thursday. It's only a couple of days away. You're playing with Emily Adroza, right?
Yes.
Yes. And where is it?
It's at the old Golden Dawn.
The old Golden Dawn. It might even be your last show there at the Golden Dawn, or do you have any?
Yeah, it'll be definitely our last one, unless something happens. I don't know, but
something pops up.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's really exciting to be able to play there one more time.
Nice. And you're also going to be performing at Auckland City Limits on the Golden Dawn stage.
Yeah, so it's kind of like playing at Golden Dawn again, I guess, but just displaced.
Yeah. Well, do you know exactly when Golden Dawn is closing?
Vaguely end of March, I think, yeah. But don't quote me on that.
Yeah, no, I'm not too sure either, so.
They've got a countdown in the bar.
Oh, okay. Well, next time I go around, which is probably going to be this Thursday, I'll check it out.
Oh, cool. It's awesome. Going to be a good night.
We're gonna play your most recent single, Great No One. What was it like recording and kind of working with that track and going on tour for that?
Great No One. Oh, that was really great. It was the first time we'd been back down to, like, the South Island since we released the EP. So it was just nice to go down there again after, like, just
catch up with people that you hadn't seen for a while.
Yeah, and just be in down South Island. I don't know. It's nice because, like, people, you know, have been receptive, and the student stations. Oh, I can't talk today. The student stations down there have been, like, receptive as well and been really supportive. So it's nice. I don't know. It's just nice.
It's really nice
to be there.
Of course. And you've got something in the works that I'm sure is pretty secretive. But if there's anything that you want to mention about that, feel free.
Yeah, we got the album finished, and it's just a matter of, like, what we're going to do to put it out. Nice. Got some exciting stuff happening, but we're hopefully heading over to, like, Europe this year.
Well, awesome.
So that's
big
fun and big and scary.
Mm-hmm. So well, thanks very much for coming up and talking to me. It's been great talking to you. If you want to catch Liz and the Beths, you can see them at Golden Dawn this Thursday performing alongside Emily Adroza. It's $10 on the door, right?
Yep.
Awesome. And this is your song, Great No One.
Oh, cool.
My eyelids float between two states. On the borderline, flows a slow intake. They don't let my chin, I don't let my child. Just a broken ball, flickering. All the time, misery loves me, but I don't love.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.